USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump welcomes home an American held in Venezuela for 2 years. Trump holding a get-together in the Oval Office for Joshua Holt and his family following the Utah man's release from a Venezuelan prison. Joshua Holt himself says,
just so grateful for what you guys have done and for thinking about me and caring about me, just a normal person. So it really touches me, and thank you.
On another issue, President Trump tells reporters,
"No, we're doing very well in terms of the summit with North Korea."
The president saying he's still hoping for a June 12th summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore. Trump had abruptly canceled that summit just a few days ago after what he called harsh rhetoric coming from North Korea. Yesterday, in a surprise move, the North and South Korean leaders met not far from the DMZ to talk about the summit. And this is USA Radio News.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful made-in-the-USA company that offers bullet-resistant products to your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
I used to wonder why people took their own pillows into the hotels with them till I got a MyPillow, and I go everywhere with mine. Stays cool all night, keeps its shape, 60-day money-back guarantee, and a 10-year warranty made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA. You get 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go-anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA.
Now in the eastern Gulf of Mexico, subtropical storm Alberto is expected to make landfall in the Florida Panhandle sometime late tomorrow. John Cangelosi is a forecaster at the National Hurricane Center.
We think that it could be a wide area of very heavy rain across the state of Florida and then even spreading westward across Mississippi, Alabama, and even portions of southeastern Louisiana.
A 34-year-old man's in custody accused of vandalizing an Illinois cemetery and some nearby homes with swastikas. Authorities say yesterday they found more than 200 headstones at the Sunset Hill Cemetery in Glen Carbon defaced, and officials say they began work immediately to clean it all up before a Memorial Day event which is set to honor 1,300 veterans who are buried at that cemetery. A suspect was caught after being seen on surveillance video. Police have not released his name yet. Irish voters have overwhelmingly decided to lift the country's strict abortion laws in balloting yesterday, and this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The world mourns the death of one of the early NASA astronauts. Alan Bean passed away yesterday at the age of 86 in Houston. Bean was the fourth man to walk on the moon. His family says he died after a short illness. Bean flew into space twice, spending over 10 hours on the moon's surface during the Apollo 12 mission. After retirement, Bean dedicated his life to painting. He's survived by his wife and 4 children, and he is remembered in the science community as extraordinarily kind and talented. Again, Alan Bean was 86. A new monument in Connecticut honoring service animals with a statue of one of the nation's most famous war dogs. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
The sculpture, Stubby Salutes, is being unveiled in Veterans Memorial Park in Middletown. Stubby was a Boston Terrier mix that traveled to Europe with a Connecticut unit during World War I. He became famous for warning soldiers of incoming gas attacks and locating wounded soldiers on the battlefield, staying with them until help arrived. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And a Memorial Weekend tradition coming up in a few hours, the 102nd running of the Indianapolis 500 later today at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. It will be the final race in Danica Patrick's career. The 200-lap race is to get underway at 12:21 p.m. Eastern Time today. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.